Welcome to the seventh session of Forex Trading Audio Course by Bullish Minds. In this session, we will discuss pips, lot size, and leverage in Forex. A pip, short for percentage in point, or price interest point, is the smallest increment of price movement in the Forex market. In most cases, a pip is equal to 0.0001 of the base currency's value. For example, if the Euro-USD exchange rate moves from 1.1000 to 1.1001, the price has increased by 1 pip. If a trader buys the Euro-USD currency pair at 1.1000 and sells it at 1.1001, the trader has made a profit of 1 pip. However, if the trader had bought the currency pair at 1.1000 and sold it at 1.1002, the profit would have been 2 pips. The value of a pip can vary depending on the currency pair being traded. A pip in the Euro-USD currency pair is worth $0.0001, while a pip in the USD-JPY currency pair is worth 1 cent. This is because the value of a pip is determined by the base currency's value. Pips are also used in determining the value of a lot. Now, what is a lot or lot size? In foreign exchange, currencies are traded in lot size, not in units. But in the case of stock market, we trade stocks in quantity or units. A lot size in Forex refers to the amount of a currency that is being traded in a single transaction. In the Forex market, there are several different lot sizes that traders can choose from, including standard lots, mini lots, and micro lots. A standard lot size is equal to 100,000 units of the base currency. Meaning, if a trader buys a standard lot of Euro-USD, they would be buying 100,000 euros. This is the largest lot size that is typically available in the Forex market and is often used by institutional traders and large investors. A mini lot size is equal to 10,000 units of the base currency. Meaning, if a trader buys a mini lot of Euro-USD, they would be buying 10,000 euros. This lot size is often used by traders who have a larger account size and are looking to trade with a moderate level of risk. A micro lot size is equal to 1,000 units of the base currency. Meaning, if a trader buys a micro lot of Euro-USD, they would be buying 1,000 euros. This lot size is often used by traders who have a smaller account size and are looking to trade with a lower level of risk. As always, let's take the example of John here. Imagine John have $1,000 in his account, which is his capital. Let's say the price of Euro-USD is 1.12, meaning John have to pay $1.12 to buy a euro. His account have micro lot size, which means whenever he buys one lot of Euro-USD, he is buying 1,000 euros. Here, John want to buy one lot of Euro-USD. But we have a problem here. To buy one lot of Euro-USD, that is, to buy 1,000 euros, John have to pay 1,000 times 1.12, that is $1,120. But John have only $1,000 in his account. This is when the importance of leverage comes into picture. Leverage in Forex refers to the ability to control a large amount of money in the market using a small amount of capital. In other words, it allows traders to amplify their returns by trading larger positions than what their account balance would otherwise allow. Leverage is typically provided by the broker and can be expressed as a ratio, such as 50:1 or 200:1. This means that for every dollar in the trader's account, they can trade $50 or $200 in the market, respectively. So, in the case of John, he has an account balance of $1,000, and if he's getting 50:1 leverage from his broker, he can trade up to $50,000 worth of currency. If the market moves in his favor, he can make a significant profit. However, if the market moves against him, he can also incur significant losses. So, to buy one lot of Euro-USD, John only need to spend 1120 divided by 50, which is $22.40 from his $1,000. Even if he want to buy two lots worth more than $2,000, he still can buy it since his capital is equivalent to $50,000 with 150 leverage. In summary, leverage in Forex is a way for traders to control a large amount of money in the market using a small amount of capital. It allows traders to amplify their returns, but it also comes with a high level of risk. Traders should use leverage responsibly and have a proper risk management plan in place. Thank you for listening. Are you a trader who is looking for a perfect trading strategy and mentor for your Forex journey? Do you want to be that 1% who is successful in the market? We will teach you the only strategy you need to make an average of 80% a month. Click on the first link in the description to access our Forex video course and one-on-one mentorship.